Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode one of my brand new podcast. Yes, I have entered the podcast arena. A lot of podcasts out there, but being a comedian, it seems to be what everybody's doing. And it's for me, I've listened to a few podcasts of some really great people like Mark Maron, Bill Burr, Larry Miller, those kind of guys. And, I was listening to Bill Burr was talking about how he mines for comedy material while doing this. And I thought, well, this is a great thing to do. Why not do this? And if nobody ever listens to this but me, then what the hell? At least I'll be working on some material perhaps. But I'm hoping more people will listen to it than just me. I don't want to just, do this just for myself, but if I have to, I will. And it's a little bit strange talking to myself in my apartment, although I live by myself and I do tend to talk to myself at times. This is a whole different thing. I don't usually talk to myself with a microphone in front of me and, sound waves on a screen being shown. But this is interesting. I'm in Los Angeles, California. This is... we have the most... this is paradise. It really is. It's paradise, except for the friggin' traffic. I mean, but as far as weather's concerned, it's like 81 degrees. But basically the traffic here, it's horrendous. And so please, people, if you're thinking of moving to Los Angeles, please don't move here. We have enough people. We're actually trying to get rid of some people. If there's any people out there and in other states or countries that will be willing to accept people from Los Angeles that we could send to them, please let me know, and I will do my best to forward that message to the appropriate parties. I've named this podcast Live from a Studio Apartment because I am in a studio apartment, which is a small apartment. It's not really a one room. There's a living, sleeping area, separate kitchen, bathroom, that kind of thing. But it's on the lower end of the spectrum as far as, apartments are concerned. I'm living in, not a bad building, not an ugly building. It's an older building. It was built in 1970. Rent stabilized, which means that they can only raise the rent a few percentages, every year. Neighbors that had been here for a long time. A lot of neighbors, have been moving out lately, moving on with their lives. So far, I am still here. I've been here for a while. People say, oh, it's so cheap, your apartment. It's not cheap. It's not cheap because I'm paying like almost $700 a month for rent. But, that might be cheap, relatively speaking, to other rents. But, when I first came out here, a place like this would be like $100 a month. Of course, I came out here in 1846, and so that's a whole different thing. But, this is, I'm getting a little tongue-tied here with my podcast thing. I'm trying to, hold on, let me take a break. Wow, I'm 108 seconds into my podcast, and I had to already take a break. That's, this is how out of shape I am in terms of podcast muscles. I need to go to the podcast gym and work out and do some podcast curls and podcast cardio. Podcast. I've got some interesting neighbors. I got the guy that lives upstairs from me. He's also in a studio apartment. So when he brings his girlfriend over and they're doing the deed, the bed is squeaking. I can hear. I'm in it. I'm practically in a threesome with these people. And there's been many nights where I've woken up in the middle of the night and I'm hearing, and it's like, oh, great. And I don't want to complain. I don't want to be a friggin', that guy. I mean, like, what am I going to tell the guy? Don't have sex in your house? I mean, friggin', where else is he going to go in his car? So, I take it. I take it like a man. And because this is apartment living. And apartment living is I've lived in apartments all my life, and you're always hearing the next door neighbor coughing or whatever. You're smelling their foods or they're cooking, and you got to sort of know how to get along and live with people. One thing about the guy upstairs, he's I get along with him. He's a nice guy, And he's kind of, when you see him in person, he's kind of got this mellow kind of demeanor. Like I say, I'll say, hey, how's it going? He goes, ah, how you doing, man? How's it going? Yeah, man, everything's cool, right? And then at one point, I heard somebody screaming up in his apartment, and it was in a really high voice and just crazy, profane language coming out of his mouth. And it turned out, I thought maybe somebody was staying in his house and was house sitting and was arguing with somebody on the phone. And turned out it was him. He was arguing with his girlfriend, and it was really pretty scary because it sounded like somebody was going to be killed. And someone was going to be shot. And it just didn't sound like him. His voice was too high. And then the next time I saw him, he was like, hey, man, how you doing? Everything's cool, right? So I'm like, all right, man. Well, I did say to him at one point, listen, I don't know who's making you so angry, but whoever it is, you need to stop talking to that person. We got a couple of Russian families that are not related to each other who moved in recently. My grandparents are from Russia. So I have sort of a, special affinity for Russian people. There's one guy is really old, really old. He's like in mid-80s, maybe pushing 90. Walks out of his apartment several times a day to go smoke in front of the building. Speaks no English. When I say no English, I'm saying no friggin' English. When he first moved in the building, I was excited because he kind of reminded me of my grandfather. And so I saw him, the first time I saw him, I said to him, hi, you're from Russia. My grandparents are from Russia. And he was like, oh, you don't speak English. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. Okay, nice to see you. So now we just smile at each other. He does say, he's learned to say, hello, hello. And it turns out he's been here about 15 years because I asked his grandson, 15 years, so... 15 years, one word in English, hello, not bad. This other guy lives in who's a Russian guy, kind of probably in his 50s, lives with his wife, has some kids and grandkids and whatever. He speaks English, but I don't think he really totally understands what I'm talking about because sometimes I'm in a conversation with him and we're talking, we're going back and forth, but then I realize that I'm saying one thing and he's answering in another, and it's just he doesn't I don't think he totally understands what I'm saying. And but case in point, the other day I saw him, and it was particularly warm out, and I said to him, hey, pretty warm, huh? And he went, me? Who, me? And I was like, you're warm, you're friggin', you're smoking hot, baby. I mean, no, not you, the friggin' weather. But try to be nice, I try to be nice to people like that. Anyway, gosh, I'm only 250 seconds into this thing, which is like what? It's like what? 4 minutes, and I'm ready to quit. So I'm going to keep this podcast kind of short for now, just till I get myself used to build myself up here and to what I want to talk about, and hopefully it'll be funny. Hopefully it'll be amusing. At least amusing. Hopefully it'll be interesting. And I'm going to try to do it on a once-a-week basis. So, that's that. And but for now, I'm going to keep it really short, because I'm kind of feeling self-conscious about this. And I want to keep it kind of short. So I'll try to post this once a week. And thank you. If you listen, thank you for listening. And this was Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.